For the very first time, I have the honor and delight to say this. Just about 3 years. We want to welcome everyone to Emerge Church this morning. Say that about 35 more times. We want to welcome everyone to Emerge Church this morning. This is a special, special, special day. We have got lots of guests today. And can we welcome our guests? Lots of people have come, visitors from afar for our grand opening, people that have come just for today, people that came just to eat all our hot dogs, people to watch me go in minus 30 water in the duck tank. See, I thought there was love in the house. I thought there was love in the house. Anyway, Pastor Rob and I are going to be dunked today. I've just prayed for the spirit of warm water to land in that place. Somebody say amen. Amen. We have some special guests today, and actually the Smiths are here from all the way from Ontario. Can we welcome them today just to completely embarrass you? And our superintendent, the Tatingers, are here from Edmonton. Welcome. So good to have you. You're on the way to the Pentecostal Conference in Calgary. And they thought, well, you know what? We can stop in today. Why not? It is just an absolute honor to have you guys here today. And Mayor Sean is with us this morning. Yeah. This is very exciting. And a former council member, we have Dale Plant with us today. Thank you. Is there any other important people here? Anybody? Anybody important? Yeah, Daniel's here. Yeah, Daniel, he's important. We want to welcome everyone today. And it's offering time. Jesus, thank you for your incredible love. Thank you, Jesus, that we now have the privilege to worship you now with our giving. You have been so gracious to us, Lord. You have been so good to us. You know nothing but being good and perfect and accurate and excellent to us. So, Father, we love you and we worship you. And part of our worship today, we give these monies, these alms to you, to the service of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. I am very mindful today that, Jesus has given us a fantastic day. I have been watching the weather for the last 2 weeks, and especially into the last, you know how 10 days you get the weather network and give you a 10-day forecast, and I've been searching and watching it every single day, down into the last 3 days, down into the last 2 days, down into the last day, down into those hours. So you know what? In Jesus' name, we've got a fantastic, beautiful day, sunshine and happiness, and it's going to be 28 degrees right where the dunk tank is. 28 degrees, right where the dunk tank is. We have two announcements, and then we're going to go into everything that God has us for today. The men's breakfast is going to be happening, and that is September 7th. We're launching men's breakfast again, and that's $5. If you want to leave a tip for our wonderful servers, that would be fantastic as well. But we're pushing play for another great season of men's ministry, and that's happening here in our chapel at 8:30 at, does that say Emerge Church? Last week that said Gospel. Does that say Emerge Church? I'm like a kid in a candy store. This is fantastic. And actually, before that, we've got the youth kickoff, and that's going to be happening Thursday the 5th. And that is the Corn Maze again, like every year. That's our annual event. So young people, get ready for our Corn Maze, and that'll be happening on Thursday, September 5th. Now, I just pray for the spirit of concentration to land in this place, because this message is, it's almost, in some ways, it's a synopsis of what's been happening. I'm going to give a little bit of history. I'm going to be talking about mission and mandate, and I am just absolutely thrilled that all of you are here today. And I'll tell you a little bit of a story, what's happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks. If you want to patch over to today's message. We're calling it Arise, Shine, for the light has come. Arise, shine, for the light has come. The beautiful thing is the light has always been here, but there's those seasons, there's those moments where the light comes bright for us. Jeff Gowdy, who is a minister in town, a dear friend, he's a missionary, he's a prayer warrior, he's been a dear friend of mine for the last couple of years. We pray together every Wednesday. Other pastors come. Brian Allen comes every Wednesday. We thank God for Brian Allen. And Pastor Tim Bergman has come, our new beautiful pastor, Jennifer and Tim Bergman at the Alliance Church. He sent me this picture yesterday. He snuck up and he kind of did a selfie down by our sign yesterday. And I'm like, oh, that looks so good. That looks so good. Anyway, so he is with us. He's praying for us. The Alliance Church is are celebrating with us. With all of our firsts, we're celebrating with them with all of their firsts. Anyway, about 3 weeks ago, Jeff and I are praying and asking God to do something fantastic as we do this launch and prepare ourselves for this new day coming. A year or two in intentional ministry in preparation for this day. And we're praying, and he's a Baptist fella, and but he's getting just absolutely spirit and blasted, and he'd be the first one to admit it. And the Spirit of God comes over him, and he prophesies, and he declares. It's fantastic. All of a sudden, he starts saying, arise, shine, for the light has come. Arise, shine, for the light has come. And we're praying, and we're praying, and he says it a third time, Spirit of God, arise, shine, for the light has come. And by that third time, I thought, I've got to write this down, because this is kind of like, this is kind of like a God moment. So I write this down. Arise, shine, for the light has come. And I look it up. Isaiah 60, verse 1, and it became the anchor for today. Songs have been sung about it. People have declared it. People have preached it for centuries. Arise, shine, for the light has come. And you know I have to sing today. Like, you know that's mandatory that I'm going to sing. And somebody that remembers the 80s is going to sing along with me. There was a chorus that we sang years ago as the worship genre, the worship movement had just begun. And there was a song of triumph and celebration that we used to sing all the time. It was like when we used to sing Majesty and As the Deer Panteth for the Water and those beautiful choruses of a former day. Anybody remember those things, Majesty? And anyway, we used to sing, Arise, shine, for the light has come. Or anybody, help me here. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Does anybody remember that one? Oh, rise, shine, for the light is come. Come on over here. I need you to sing. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And guess what? I got good news for you. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. Glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Give yourself a hand. Hallelujah. And I asked Jesus, why did that land so heavy and so beautifully in our hearts there 3 or 4 weeks ago? And I realized that it's a beautiful prophetic promise to the Jewish people of the great light, Jehovah God. And the great light of the world, Jesus Christ, that was revealed in the New Testament. It was a new and living day. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Oh, somebody get excited. I'm the light of the world. You don't have to be in darkness anymore if you come to me, light of the world. The great promise that is Old and New Testament alike, that is Old and New Testament alike, and is for his people today, that the Spirit of God has come and he has arisen and he has shone and his light is here. The Jews were the chosen and promised people of the Old Testament, and he declared that over the Jewish people. I got good news for you. We've been grafted in. Every non-Jew has been grafted in. If you know Jesus, if you love Jesus, if you've become born again, then you are the delight of his heart. You're the apple of his eye. You're his chosen people. First the Jews, and now for me and you. Peter says, you are a holy nation. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You are his people. If you have given your life to Jesus, if you've surrendered your life to Jesus, you got good news. The light of the world is in you. Oh, come on. Light of the world is in you. It's good news. Arise, shine, for the light has come. It denotes an awakening. An awakening into your destiny, moving into your promise. That's what it means to us today. Take your healing. Take your freedom. Take your new life. Grab a hold of it today. It's yours if you want it. I always love definitions. We're going to be learning about this a couple of times today. I had to look up the word arise, and this is after God had landed that in our hearts, and this is kind of cool. Arise is a kinetic word. And light is one of the great elements, like wind and fire, water. And, of course, those things ring so true to us. Power of water, the power of God's fire. One of the words that we had rolled around as the name of our church was Elements Church. But we thought, well, there's something else. There's something more. I looked up the definition of arise. And wait till you see this. Literally, to get up, one of its synonyms is to emerge. Right out of the book, emerge. To rise up, to come forth, to spring up. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. I love that word. I love that feeling, that sense of burst forth. 77 years ago, some people in this room know what I'm talking about. Just a little bit of a history lesson for just a moment. We won't be long today because I want to get outside. I want to eat 5 hot dogs. And we've cooked 2,847 hot dogs. So we've got lots for the entire town. I don't know how many we have, but you know what? We're going to jump in. 77 years ago of loving and helping families in Sylvan Lake takes a brand new step today. As we move into everything that God has for us, has designed and willed for us. Today, wait for it, we emerge into an even greater element of our destiny, forging ahead with the vision that was laid. I did the math 4 or 5 generations ago. Things that were planted by the saints of God who cared about seeing thy kingdom come and thy will be done in the Sylvan Lake region. And it continues today. We move with vision and leadership, hearing the God of our ancestors, the God of today, the God of yesterday, today, and forever, as he takes us on these critical steps ahead. And this really is our mandate that we want to present, that we want to follow, we want to do. And it's very simple. It's 3 things. We want to care and nurture for all those that have found life and freedom in Jesus. That's what we want. If you've found freedom and life in Jesus, we want to love on you. We want to care for you. We want to see you restored and see you walking in the fullness of everything that God has for you. And somebody say, amen. And secondly, we want to teach and instruct how to live from God's word, because it is sharper than a 2-edged sword. The word is God-breathed. It is useful to build up, to edify. It penetrates the heart. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. The word of God has been given to us to change us. Let me say that 12 more times. The word of God has been given to us. That Bible has been given to us to change us. The Bible, reading that revelatory word, changes us. Now, for you dear saints that are around, forgive me. My dates might be, I'm trying to be as accurate as I can. But here's a little look, a brief 60-second look at our past into our future. Here we go. From our humble beginnings in a cottage, missionary Mrs. Wright in 1938 started the work here and started to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1938, the church grew and began and gathered in the WI Hall. And in 1942, that's a significant year for us. In 1942, a building was purchased and they moved out of Lower Camp. And 1942 is basically the year that we would deem is the inception of this church. 1942, 77 years ago, Kingdom of God increased because of obedient servants of God started the work. In 1952, a Sunday school hall was constructed to accommodate growing families. The numbers were growing. I like the word growing. And in 2019, they had to build a larger auditorium because of the growing families. We're actually planning a 2,000-seat auditorium here, and someday. Pastor Gary was saying, you know, how many acres are here? And I think it's, well, somewhere between 4 and 6 acres. I said, yeah, it's large enough for a, say, 1,500, 2,000-seat auditorium. You know, because we don't want to go to two or three services too long. And everyone's like, slower down there, Pastor Todd. Just dial back a little. Did you know in 1952, we talk about name change. We've been talking about name change for the last year, year and a half, and how significant this is, how what a watershed moment this is, name change. But did you know that our name was changed back in 1952? Did you know that this used to be called Pentecostal Tabernacle? Pentecostal Tabernacle in Sylvan Lake. And then in 1952, we became Gospel Chapel. Then in the early 80s, I've got 4 acres here. It could have been 6, was donated, and construction started that began in 1986, which is just over there on that wing. The original church was built, and in 1989, it was dedicated for the glory of the Lord. And we saw, God saw amazing things happen in those days. Fast forward into the new millennium. March 2005, the new auditorium, this one you're sitting in and standing in today, was dedicated. And it was during that time that Dave and Corrine Fry pastored here. And after a short interim period, Al and Carrie Ann Robinson. Does anybody remember those names? Al and Carrie Ann Robinson. Woo! Ah! Woo! Ah! You know what's funny? Full circle things. You know, Terry Bone was my spiritual father, and he has history, and he has a very important plant here. Al Robinson, I went to Bible college. He was in my class in Bible college. Full circle. He's an interim pastor that was here. Incredible how God does things. And I meet up with him again and enjoy their fellowship. And then Jamie and Carrie McDonald pastored here until early 2014. It was at that time that the church again looked to an interim pastor to ready things for the new direction. That would be Keith and Betty Ann Bishop. And they came to interim here until we arrived. And Keith and Betty Ann were, of course, here last week doing the presentation for Vanguard. And then this couple named Todd and Tammy Pratt. Thank you very much. She'll be here all week. They came September 2014, and in 2 weeks we'll be here 5 years. Pastor Gary, they're a quiet bunch today. You just have to pray for them. Would you just pray for them? That's all we have to do. 5 years. It feels like it's only been 4 years and 11 months. Actually, you know what? I told the church here when I first came, I said, you know what? I really believe that Jesus wants us here for 3 cycles of 7, at least. That's 21 years, so 5 down, 16 to go. But you know what? You've got us forever. I'm sorry. Sucks to be you if you've got us forever. We ain't going anywhere. Amen. Thank you. Finally. Tough crowd. Now, here we go. We're almost done. Our mandate was real simple when we first came. I was an associate pastor for, well, we were 20 years in Belleville, Ontario. Somebody, come on, Jen, cheer. Belleville, Ontario, yes. And before that, we were with Terry Bone for 3 years in Grimsby, Ontario. And we saw and witnessed revival land powerfully and transform that community. The doors of that church were almost about to close. The district was coming in thinking they'd have to close the doors. And that was in 1992. And Jesus had a different plan. And in Grimsby, now they're running, I think, 1,000 or 2,000. The church is huge. The church is electric. It's lit up. It's an influence all over the Niagara region because Jesus Christ is on the throne. Somebody say amen. And you know what? We're going to declare those exact same things. We say Central Alberta. We say Sylvan Lake. We say this region. We're believing that there is going to be a move of God that is going to see countless hundreds, countless thousands be transformed, saved, healed, freed. God is coming in power. Oh, give me a louder shout than that. God is coming in power. I heard, I don't know, it was a few months ago, the joking, mocking declaration of this region is people are divorced and rich. People are divorced and rich. I got good news. God has a plan. He has his footprint. He has his hand on this region. We're going to see people healed. We're going to see people healed. God began to plant a promise. Yes, love on people. And then promises of a new day started. There was seeds of promise to come. Vic and I used to pray together every week, and we were hearing from God, and we were sensing Jesus starting to move. It wasn't just ancient wells that God was, again, digging and things that were suspended until their fullness, things that were held captive until fullness were starting to be released again. And then there was a new dream. Part of that was a new name. We wanted it to be modern. We wanted it to be relevant. But we also wanted it to better reflect the church's DNA, not just in 2019, but the church's DNA since its inception. We've been evangelizing, and we've been handing out cards, invitation cards down on the waterfront and sharing down on the streets. And you wouldn't believe how many people have asked us, why are you changing your name? Why are you changing your name? And my answer is because we want to. No. Exactly that. That was our answer, is that something that was modern, relevant, but also reflected the direction and the directive that God had for us. Now here, this is where it gets good. I've talked about this many times, but there's many guests here, so I want you to just hear this. Countless guest speakers, even our own congregation, people that have had words and visions, missionaries would not only sense a rising tide of great things to happen that were about to burst forth, but wait for it. Then there was the visions. Then there was the words. People seeing springs of water. People seeing waterfalls actually in this auditorium. People seeing fountains just in their, as a vision, just in their minds. Fountains of life bursting forth. Greg Swinnemer saw that long before he knew anything. One of our missionaries, he came in here and he saw this vision of this bursting fountain just right around here. And he told us about it. And we're like, yeah, that's about the 20 or 25th person that's told us that. we realized that God was doing something incredible. And why not? It so coincides perfectly with the natural, a spring-fed body of water, which is the very essence of Sylvan Lake, right? And we love our Sylvan Lake. We love our fresh water. We love this. We're proud of our beautiful lake. We have fun. We have enjoyment. But it is also going to be the place, is the place, and will be the place, City of God. You like that, Mayor Sean? City of God. City of God. That being said, in early 2018, the essence of healing and reviving and refreshing water was going to be mandatory for our new name. It had to be. We couldn't shake it. Living water, burst forth, come forth. We had a night of dedicated fasting and prayer one night here, got to be 6-8 months ago, and we were praying. Now, you got to remember, we were tight-lipped about this as an eldership and a board. We didn't want to say anything. We didn't want to sort of spoil. We didn't want to sway anyone's opinion. We just wanted to hear from God. It was a night where we had said nothing. We didn't want to sort of put it out there, and then that's all you'd think about. And we were like, hear from God. Church, we want to hear from God for the word that he has for us, the name that he has for us. And Jen declared this. This was from Jen, and she wrote this. Remember that night? In my house, this is long before we talked anything about water, fountains, river, nothing. She said, in my house, there are springs of living water. And that is all they need. They need to immerse themselves in this flow. They will experience the love they've been searching for. Come on. I love when we hear from God. I want to touch them, God says. I want to touch them. I want to touch them. I want to free them. I want to heal them. That's the voice of the Lord. Ever kind, ever benevolent, ever willing, arm stretched wide open, willing to free, willing to heal, willing to repair, willing to renew. That's our God. Finally, the other thing that I felt was mandatory, I felt it had to be two words, not three or more. The reason being for that is we didn't want it to become an easy acronym. The word that I had before I just really, really sensed, I loved Hope Springs Church. Oh, I like that. Hope Springs Church. That was something that was just had landed in my heart, you know, again, that water, hope springs, hope will spring forth, all of that. But then I realized that within 6 months, it's going to become HSC. It's going to become an acronym. And I realized that that's going to mean lots to us, but it ain't going to mean squat to a visitor coming. What's HSC? Is that a new bank? No.
It's Hope Springs Church, Hope Springs Church.
And then other ideas that came to us, and we realized it wasn't going to work. Fire and River Tabernacle. We just realized that that was not going to work for us. The power of acronyms. We had to say no. Do you have any idea how much I vacillated over that with our superintendent here today? He could pull my credentials today. You still love me, right? Still love me. Hallelujah. God bless you. In closing, yeah, we can't have that. Even if we like its adage, even if we like what it represents, we can't go, let's move on. That brings us to, and Lindsay, God love you. You had this made back when we presented it at the AGM. And I'm so proud of this thing. This is so fantastic. This is so cool. Is everybody ready? That brings us to Woo! Burst forth from the water. Come forth. I like that. Oh, can we do that again? Okay, I'll be good. Now, let me close with this. I got to do another definition because this became so mandatory. This became so cool. As a church, as a board, as an eldership, as a staff, we were like, help. We were just like, Lord, what is it? What's it going to be? We realized Lindsay comes and she says, you know what? I really believe it's supposed to be a merge. Where are you? There you are. I think it's supposed to be a merge. And it just landed heavy in the room. Wow. It's like John's father. His speech came back and he said, his name will be John. And merge landed. Now watch this. This is the definition of a merge. To move out of, away from something, to come, to become visible. Oh, that's what we want as the body of Christ, to become visible. Somebody say amen. To rise or to come forth as if from water. To come forth into view or notice from a place of concealment or obscurity. And for too long we have been hidden. We have been in the shadows as the body of Christ. And it is time for us to arise and to shine and to give God the glory, glory. Arise, shine, and give God the glory, glory. Because the world is hurting too bad. The world needs us. Let me say it again. The world needs us. With sin and poison and magic and darkness and death and suicide and hurt, the world needs us. And in 2019, we're coming out of concealment. We're coming out of the shadows. We're coming out of obscurity. And we are going to make a difference. Recover from or survive a difficult situation. Now look, the original 16th century, to become known, to come to the light. To become known or come to the light. Now, I'm going to close with this. Honest, I pray. Honest, I will. Our vision is to see people take this journey here at Emerge Church. This is what we want. This is what we live for. This is what we eat, breathe, sleep, drink, walk, talk, live. This is what we want to see people move into. And yes, it's the four-step model. I should market this thing. I should go on the road with this four-step model. Hallelujah. Number one. Step one. The power of belong to a family that will journey with you. This is come. Come, world. Come, broken. Come, anyone. No, this place will not burn down if a sinner comes in here. Guaranteed. We got lots of fire extinguishers, and Jesus is real big. How many people say, oh, you know, I couldn't step inside that place. The place would light up. The place would burn. No, it won't. We're putting in sprinklers. Hallelujah. Come and learn what it is to belong. You're not an orphan anymore. You're not an orphan anymore. You have a place you can belong. Come and be part of a family that strives to love unconditionally. Learn about who we are at Emerge Church and find out what it looks like to be part of community here. Belong. Number two, the power of believe changes everything. Jesus is the answer for your life. Oh, somebody say amen. Jesus is the answer for your life. Not church, not religion. That and $1.90 will buy a coffee. That and $1.45 will buy a coffee. Religion, striving, works, running, hiding, all that noise does nothing. Jesus is the answer for the world. Discover that it is Jesus that makes our church such a loving and healing place. Take a journey with us by learning to walk with Jesus every day. And his Bible has all the answers. His Bible has all the answers. His Bible has all the answers. All the answers are in his word. All the answers on how to live, how to walk, how to exist, how to act, how to react. All of it is in his word. Dig. It's a treasury of life. Number three. Belong, believe, become. You can become everything you were meant to. Everything you were meant to be, if you take this journey with us, this journey with Jesus and discover who you are. I find it fascinating, all of these ancestor shows, you know, Ancestry.com and Who Are You shows, and people are desperate to know their heritage and their ancestors, and 17 generations ago I was a knight or a king or whatever. But you know what? You know what's really cool? When you discover who you are in Jesus. When you discover who you are in Jesus, that changes. That's a game changer. Not that your great, great, great seventh removed grandfather was some gypsy in the middle of nowhere. But you find out your Father in heaven loves and adores you and has a plan for your life. Game changer. Huh. As you continue on this journey, growing in your spiritual gifts, you will discover which volunteer opportunity best fits you. Not only will this ignite you in new passions, but guess what? I got good news for you. It's also bringing positive and lasting impact to the lives around you. That's good news. And finally, step four, beyond. Beyond our doors, a world waits. A world awaits. Beyond our doors, a hurting, broken world awaits. I was out witnessing yesterday afternoon. It was a beautiful afternoon. And I'm struck by the massive humanity. And you know Sylvan Lake. Everybody comes to Sylvan Lake, and these beaches are absolutely filled with every tongue, tribe. And I'm just mindful of the hunger. I'm mindful of the curiosity. I'm mindful of the desperation. I see it in people's eyes. I'm walking down, and I remember turning, and I going this way, and this couple are walking, just brushing by me this way. And at that very moment, at that moment of convergence, I heard the girl say, "Oh, I'm very, very spiritual. This is fantastic. I've become very spiritual," and off they go. And I thought, there it is. The ache of spirituality, the thirst and hunger to have some sort of magic or spirituality, because the world is desperate. The world is hungry. And I thought to myself, you know what? Oh, I prayed for them right there and then. And I also went over and I grabbed them. I threw them to the ground, handed them a card, told them to need Jesus, and I told them to come here today. No, that's not true. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Oh, fine, good. And I thought, you know what? That spiritual hunger, they could have Jesus and be transformed. Beyond our doors, a world awaits. Being equipped with God's love, you can fulfill the Great Commission by reaching out to others, giving His love away. A love that was so freely given to us. It is our commandment. It is our gift. It is our promise to give it away. This allows others to take the exact same journey that we did. Our future, we're embarking on a new day, church. Let's do it. Let's do it. Stand with me this morning. Jesus is very pleased this morning. He's enjoying this. Jesus is enjoying this. Now, as a collective, all of us together, like a big, 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 loving, happy family, we're all going to go down to our new sign, and we're ready for... Are you ready for our reveal? Are you ready for our reveal? It's happening right now. In fact, we got to be down there in the next 80 seconds. So, everybody here, we're going to pray. We're going to ask Jesus to bless the remainder of our day. We're going to ask Jesus to protect us, that there'll be no broken limbs, that the water will be 89 degrees in the dunk tank in the name of Jesus. And we're going to believe for an awesome, awesome afternoon of enjoying and worshiping Jesus. Lord, have your way today. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for today. Thank you, Jesus, that this day will come and go, but your presence, your love, your goodness, your healing never ends. Bless us, Lord, and do We do pray, Jesus, there'd be no injury. We are praying, Jesus, you bless our food, bless our time together, enjoying you and enjoying each other. And everybody said, amen. Amen.